Go to general the consultation report on patient. I'll add to share. TAUSHER. Consultation request by Dr. Hartik Patel. Reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia. History patient is a 25-year-old female with a history of supraventricular tachycardia period. Patient underwent a Holter monitor study by Dr. Patel that showed atrial tachycardia period. The patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial tachycardia period. Patient was initially treated with verapamil and beta blocker that she did not tolerate because of bradycardia fatigue and shortness of breath period. Patient has supraventricular tachycardia for many months period. Current medication, multivitamins, birth control pills, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, narcissistic smoking, occasionally drink alcohol, family history, non-contributory, review system in general, denied reason, weight gain, or weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimating nausea, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 60. Pulse is 80, respiration 60, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical ambition number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient has atrial tachycardia, patient did not tolerate beta blocker and calcium channel blocker. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and possible ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart block that may require pacemaker implantation. Please indicate to Dr. Hartik Patel.